Stephen, into action again this evening. Unfortunately, the game last weekend, due to the death of James Dowden Burt, had to be postponed at a last minute. So, ready to rock again?
Yes, everything's ready to go. As I say, when these things happen, you just have to get on with it. And it's a terrible tragedy for the club, the New Colmkill club. And as I say, we went through it this year ourselves, and it was tough. And all the respect out, and hopefully now we'll just regroup, refocus, and get ready for tomorrow night.
And tell me, did it alter your plans? You know, are you better prepared, or is there a bit of an anti-climax now? Has the moment gone?
Oh no, the moment hasn't gone. It's still, there's a semi-final match tomorrow night that gets you into a final of Ulster, so the incentive and the challenge is still there. That's not going to deter us in any way. The thing was, it gave a couple of players that had Nichols another week's rest. So, yeah, it's okay. It hasn't disrupted us in any way.
So, in many ways, maybe you might be even stronger tomorrow evening.
I wouldn't say we'll be stronger. I would say no. I'm not saying we'll be stronger. What I'm saying is that we will be prepared the same way we were prepared to rebattle last week. Just in the same way, where I was coming from was over the bruising game against Cairn, we had a couple of niggles, and it gave us a wee bit more time to recover. So, in preparation wise, we were ready for it last week, but this week now is ironed out a wee bit better. Yeah,
Cairn, you mentioned it. Obviously, that was a big scalp, you know, even though it was in Healy Park, because they came with a big reputation in that quarter final.
Yeah, they're a very strong side. They had Dick Kirkin and Jack McGarren playing for them, very talented individuals, as you know yourself. And it was a tough encounter, and it was a thrilling game. I watched it back on the DVD. You don't really appreciate this when you're standing on the line, how good a game it was, but it was a fantastic spectacle for the spectator. So definitely was a great game of football.
You won by five, but you had to come from behind in the second half.
Had to come behind twice. We took a couple of point lead at the start of the game and were in control until Dick Kirkman put one in the back of the net, and then we had to come back. And we came back from that, and then we went behind again just after the half time, and then we came back in, and then we were in control the last 10-15 minutes. We were in control of the game.
Yeah, three goals, two of them in the second half. Ran up, hit 14 points. A big score.
A good score, yeah. It was a good score. Yeah, the accuracy was there, and some days it was there, and some days it's not, and it just happened to be there, and it was very good.
Yeah, and tell me a little about the team.
The team is a young blend, very young. You're talking the average age about 22. A couple of experienced guys in their mid-30s, but most of the team would be very, very young.
Yeah, and you have a few guys with inter-county experience at underage.
We've got a few under-21s and minors have played under-21 and minor.
Yeah, and who are they?
You've got Johnny Harkin, James Darcy, Owen Murray, Potter Mullen.
So, looking forward to the game, Neve Colmkill. Have you managed to get any extra information on them this week?
No, I haven't. What do you believe? I haven't got any more than I had for last Saturday. I got enough on them from last Saturday, without having to go out and do more. You know.
Yeah, this is a big year for the club as well. Your centenary year. You'd like to reach an Ulster final.
Yes, definitely. It would be a dream for this club. This club never even won a championship before. To win Tyrone was absolutely fantastic. And as I say, in their 100th year, it's been an incredible year. And they've had a year of pain as well. And the losses that they've had, massive losses in the club. And it has been a year of pain for them. But also with the joy of winning the Tyrone championship for the first time, fantastic. And then into bonus territory in Ulster, fantastic. Fantastic journey.
And ready to take advantage of that bonus territory now?
Well, we're there to turn around and win. We're not there to just to show up and we're there to win. But if we don't, we're not good enough. But we're there to try and do our best to win the game and move on and continue the journey.